This is CliffCentral.com. Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep. Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Good morning, you wonderful people. I want to tell you that I don't know if you know this, but it is Friday and it is the 17th of June, which is absolutely fantastic that we are here as human beings listening to this information, because otherwise you could be dead if you don't know this. And that is what happened this week. There was a lot of shit happening. Hey, Dunk.
Absolutely. Binyar, what's the world come to?
I don't know. I'm concerned. I'm not happy. But at least we are here still at this moment in a strange metaphysical way. Hey, Alicia.
Hello. Gaan het? Kijk, prachtig. I love your shirt.
Oh, donkey. Your food is named Tweet, no?
Yeah.
That's the whole object, yeah.
Yeah, natuurlijk.
Of the exercise. But also, what did you think of this horrible week?
Well, was it horrible? What happened?
Don't you read the news, Alicia?
No, I prefer not to because it's fucking depressing.
If maybe a dildo had the news report, maybe you'd know a lot.
Oh, yes.
Hannes?
Goeiemôre. Dit was nogal 'n hektiek week. Ek sal vir Alicia inlig.
Ja, ek weet al iets gebeur in Orlando. En baie gay mense het gereact en whatever.
Ja. A gunman went into a gay club and shot 50 people.
O, Jesus, okay, dis skok.
Is julle almal verkoue? Want julle almal het so 'n lekker sexy stemme. Duncan, you too. You like a cold voice. Have you got a cold?
Yeah, yo.
I can hear you all. Hello. Nasal. Yeah, and Harness is nasal. And I weet nie of Alicia of dit net...
anal.
Dit nie... nee, dit is nie nasal nie, dit is ook nie anal nie. Dit is maar net
I know.
Nee.
Oh, okay, so you're fine.
Ja, dit is hoe ek altyd klink. Dit is net nou realise jy dat ek het eindelijk een sexy stem.
Ja. 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 Ek het eindelijk een sexy stem. Oh, yes, people, we've got so much to discuss. But I think before we do, we got to be silent for a while and contemplate life and, of course, the meaning of life.
Lately, I've been studying a lot of evolutionary psychology, and by that I mean I've been getting high and watching The Animal Planet. Yeah, you can learn a lot from watching animals. Yeah, because there's this whole misconception that some people have about life, that life is all about survival. And not only is that depressing, but it just doesn't explain a lot of things. Like, for example, you could say that clothes originated for survival, and you'd probably be right. But that doesn't explain why I'm wearing these dumb designer bootsies that are uncomfortable, there's no traction on them, they're a ridiculous waste of money. It's the opposite of survival. The reason why I'm wearing these baby skin bootsies is because my girlfriend picked them out for me, and she controls the puss distribution. Come to find out, that's what life's about. Mating and reproduction. It's far more important than survival. It is. Think about it. In the big picture, in the scope of things, none of our ancestors survived. None of them. Not a one. We are all here because of an unimaginable amount of fucking. Isn't that wonderful? And when it comes to mating, what you figure out in a hurry is that ladies, they're the gatekeepers. Females do the selecting. It's just guys' job just to get selected. So if you ever watch Planet Earth or one of those animal documentaries, what you'll see is a lot of life is just males trying to get attention from females. Like the classic example is the peacock. Male peacock has a big, huge plumage that the peahen doesn't have. Why doesn't she have one? Because the thing's stupid. It weighs him down so he can't fly very good. makes them stick out to predators. It's horrible for survival. So for the longest time, scientists were like, why in the hell would he have that thing? Turns out it's just pretty stuff for the ladies. That's all it's there for. Hey, ladies, look at all my nonsense. And the peahens are just like, ooh, look at all that nonsense. Deer antlers are kind of like that, too. And I'm sure the first people that saw deer antlers are like, oh, they must use those to fend off predators or something. No, not at all. Just for the ladies. That's it. Bucks, they start growing them in the springtime, and then they peak in the fall for mating season. And all they're used for, this is their singular purpose. As soon as a doe comes by, a deer, a female deer, the bucks, they just start bashing each other's heads in with those antlers, and whoever wins gets laid. That's all there is to it. After mating season, their antlers just fall right off. Don't need that anymore. Getting caught up in tree branches and whatnot, pain in my ass. And it's not that females don't compete for mates as well, they just don't have to be quite as aggressive. I'm sure all the does are gossiping about one another. Oh, she's a slut. I hear she has Lyme disease. She's got ticks on her pussy. Or however does denigrate one another. Ladies like making guys dance, too. That's not just a human thing. A lot of species, even the fruit fly, believe it or not. Male fruit fly during courtship. Oh, you like that? Check that out. He's got some sweet moves. Fortunately, humans look for a variety of traits. If it's just up to dancing, I'd be out of luck, as you just saw. I went dancing with my girlfriend recently. She was like, I think I sort of understand what you're trying to do with your shoulders. But what song are your legs listening to? All life is like that. It's pretty incredible. If you hear birds singing, it's most likely a male bird. I can just about guarantee it. Male birds, some of them, they'll memorize thousands of songs just to get attention from females. Meanwhile, I'm trying to sleep in. I got this horny bastard outside my window. Will somebody fuck this guy already? Give him a wing job or something.
What do you think?
I spy snogs.
Yeah, it's a different. I like people who are unique in their presentation, and this one is one of them. But you know what happened, dearest people?
Sê vir ons, Kaspie.
Well, ek bel gister vir Duncan en ek sê, Dunk, maybe we should get someone that I think is very funny. I saw him on the Yahoo Tube. You call it the
YouTube.
Ek is nou soos 'n ou oom. Ek het hom gesien op die Yahoo Tube. I saw him on YouTube and I thought, Jesus, this guy's actually funny. I know of him, of course, because I've seen him a lot on these rugby YouTubes, and that's Radio Rops, Jonathan and someone always at the Braai. But then I saw a bit of his one-man show and I thought, Jesus, this guy's funny. Duncan, try and get him. What happened?
What happened is I got a hold of the manager. He's a very difficult man to get a hold of. So eventually I was able to get a hold of him. I was really proud of myself because that's what producers do.
That's the thing. That was your quest.
Yeah. So I did send a request in for an interview for today. But when I spoke to the manager on Wednesday, they did say that unfortunately he is going to be busy this Friday. But she wasn't really sure. So she did say she would get back to me.
But she didn't.
Because I think it was the Boerewors day yesterday for the Boers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So
they didn't get back to me. So I'm going to make it my mission to get him on for next week.
No, you can't because we booked fully for next week.
So fuck him then.
But Hannes saw him last night.
Yeah.
Waar het jy hom gesien?
I was he did his one man show, which is called Laat ek jou so sê, at Parker's Comedy Club in Monte Cassino.
And you loved it, eh?
I loved it, yeah. It was fantastic. It was really, really funny.
Did you tell him about the Casper radio show?
But he didn't know then.
Well, see, he didn't know.
He get his
contact. Then didn't his manager tell him?
You've got his cell phone number, actual cell phone number.
Yeah, because I'm connected.
Okay, so then we should find him.
Yeah, sometimes going through the manager sucks.
And
right?
then
yeah,
the thing is, because he immediately said he would love to be a guest on the show.
Really?
Absolutely. He's probably one of Casper's biggest fans.
Yeah. Oh,
so it would be an honor and a privilege for him to be
here. Absolutely. Okay. I think what we should do is get the number from Hannes. We phone him live. Hannes, speak to him, not me, because I'm his idol. He will stumble. And then we talk to him and say, we are actually on the show. Do you know that Casper wanted you on the show today? And then we take it from there.
Tell him. Yeah. Should I tell him how his manager fucked up?
You must tell him on live.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you have to do it.
Okay, so his name is Jonathan. Is that his real name?
To the best of my knowledge, that's not his real name, but I think that is his public persona.
You're not
done. What is his real name? Do you know?
But if people, if you remember, if you don't know who we're talking about, he's got like this omgekeerde pink office kepi op altijd.
Mm.
No, but noem is like kips. This amper soos
accountant caps.
Accountant caps, ja, wat hy omdraai en hy noem homself Radio Raps.
Visor caps, ja.
Radio Raps. Maar hy het so 'n manier van praat, hy gaan so, okay, en wat se, right.
Look, the manager...
Snarks!
When I told him that Casper would like them on the show, when I told the manager, that she freaked. She was like, oh, of course, we love Casper. We're always doing things with Casper. So it's a exciting prospect for them.
Them.
Yeah.
But we must still phone him and tell him that is what he missed now.
Yeah.
Gee me die nommer op die wind.
Nee, nou, maar nie op die lug nie, hè. Okay. Terwyl julle nommers uitdeel.
We still respect people's privacy, Duncan. That's why I don't want to say his real name. Maybe he doesn't want it known.
Oh, is it not Jonathan?
No, it's not.
Okay, that's
fine. Maar ek dink hy staan wel algemeen bekend.
But can we just say,
yeah.
Isn't it the worst time to be gay, Hannes? it's the worst time.
Yeah, yes.
Let me tell you what's happening in Kenya. So in Kenya, they've got this anal testing tubes that they're doing now. They want to check they want to test if you have had anything up your ass. So if you are found to have being on the receiving end, you might be thrown in jail.
What the fuck?
Anal testing.
Are you making this up? I promise you.
Where are they doing the anal testing?
In certain parts in Africa, I know.
Have
Kenya.
They got like clinics and they sent
it's like
you there?
It's like this product that's in like the same wrapping as a condom. I don't know how it actually works. But so, Hannes, it's the worst time to be gay, man.
Yeah.
Well, you two can be lucky. Because so in Kenya, they stop you and say, why are you walking so funny? Have you had intercourse?
Yeah.
I just had some course. And that's why, because then I had to take a shit and I'm walking funny now because it was a big one. No, come, we will have to fucking probe you. Is that what's happening?
That's what gebeur, meneer.
Yes.
There's 50 guys that got shot because they gay. I mean, this is the worst time.
But what do Kenya now think of the reaction of the world to Orlando? Do they not talk about it on the television?
Well,
do they not show it?
I don't know what Kenya's saying, but there was a guy locally here in South Africa, and he said, if you see a gay person, shoot to kill. And I'm
really?
With him. No, I'm not.
Are you with him?
No, I'm not.
Yes, it's Duncan.
Yeah, but everyone says that. I mean, there's a lot of hate mongers.
Yeah, absolutely.
But why? Why is it so impossible for us to just fucking accept
religion, religion, it's religion.
Yes, it is.
It's all to do with the religion. And, you know, we are coming down hard on Omar.
You're coming down hard on Omar,
that's
says
right.
The gay man.
Because he was, like, in a closet. But, I mean, it could just as well, if you see the reaction of a lot of Christian priests or pastors, especially pastors, they love what he did, you know.
There was one quote I saw where someone said, it's better that a bunch of perverts got killed than innocents or whatever. And then I'm like,
wow.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, and there's so another horrible guy who says, you know, there's 50 pedophiles. He doesn't quite know what a gay person is.
Yeah.
Because he does say in his interview, ach, you know, no, he doesn't, ach, he's American. Ah, you know, gays, lesbians, all the same, all pedophiles. So he doesn't know what the fuck he's saying. He's totally confused.
Mm.
So a lot of work still to do, ladies,
and
sisters out there.
I also saw someone else this week commenting that what happened here, this isn't a discussion about religion, a discussion about gun control, or a discussion about homosexuality. It's a discussion about all three things. And it's possible for us to talk about more than one thing at the same time.
Yeah.
People always want to make it, it's only one issue, and then the true sadness gets lost because we're trying to solve it only one thing at a time rather than having an open discussion right from the start.
Exactly, because if you take, for instance, now, just take the feeling towards heterosexuals in the Islam, the religion. It's not very good. Now, Omar was a dedicated, up to a point, because he drank as well, the fucker, Islam. So already he's got that pressure. Mm. Then he thinks, oh my God, I want cock. But he's Islam. So that plays a part in his conflicting reaction in his inner self and how he's reacting outside. His father said something and then he quickly retracted that. He said, God will punish the homosexuals. My son didn't have to, you see. So obviously he had a role in his son feeling guilty for being gay. And all those things come together. But it could have been Ingier Duomini, maybe, who did that as well, because usually the more you give attention to gayness and you're not gay, the more you are actually a closeted homophobic fudgebacker.
Fudgebacker.
One thing I realized from my community, and just that people don't really understand what being gay is.
No, they think it's a choice.
So I may be a bit confused myself.
Yeah.
So won't you just kindly explain to me and my followers?
Yeah. And your follower.
What does being gay mean? Does it just simply mean I'm attracted to another, to the same sex? Or can I be straight but still enjoy having things up my bottom?
You can be.
You are listening to Casper's Radio Show.
Over to you, Alicia.
No, you definitely can be. You can be a straight guy who likes to be, let's say, your wife is a dom, you know, a dominatrix, and she likes to put a dildo up your ass, but you are straight, but you enjoy it, but you won't go and have sex with a man.
Because I'm not
attracted.
Because
you're straight.
Yeah.
You can still have shit up your ass, whether you're straight or fucking gay.
For sure, because a lot of sensitive glands and stuff are like
yes, just because
you
take it from behind doesn't mean that it makes you gay.
It's an attraction.
It's your prostate.
It's
as
a
well.
Pleasure
that's
thing.
So if your girlfriend can sort of tickle your prosy, what?
Prosy, yes,
your chummy,
which prosy is a sensation a lot of gay men have and they like, but it doesn't mean that if you have that sensation
that you're gay.
But if a guy gives you that sensation, then maybe you should start questioning.
Then you're probably bisexual, or you are gay, or in the closet,
and it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
I think people want to rush into putting labels on themselves too quickly.
Box themselves.
Instead of just fucking enjoying the moment
and the chocolate
and then figuring
box
out whenever you want to figure
en
it out.
En as Dominie nou hier kan inkom van die regterkant af.
Van agteraf.
Ja, van agteraf die regterkant. Onthou daar is maar altyd 'n stigma wat sit aan seks by baie gelowige mense. So as jy begin lekker kry, dan is dit klaar. Sonde vir hulle.
Dis soos dans.
Ja.
Dis soos dans. Dis fucking sonde. Sorry, ek het hier 'n koek in my keel skielik. Padaikie. Dit is sonde. So, weer eens, daai ding van, oh, this is lovely. Oh no, it's a sin. Oh no, it's wrong. Okay, there's something wrong with me.
Yeah.
But being gay also, there's nothing wrong with you. Ek wil vir al die mense daar buiten wat sit en worstel met hulle menoras en pistole, sê nee, daar's niks verkeerd met jou nie. Dit is hoe jou DNA aan mekaar geplak
exactly
is. And you cannot, it's like saying, I want to change my ass, not your ass, your eyes.
Yeah.
I want to change my ass, I've got a blue ass, I want green ass. You can't.
This is when you were a child and like you were alone, and
maybe you were.
Like discovered playing with yourself.
Now imagine it's Alicia, eh? En wat het toe gebeur, Alicia?
Nee, then she says you like taken aback by the surprise of how nice this is.
How did you discover, Alicia?
I can't really remember. All I know is that
with your belly button.
Yeah, you know, like sometimes you are in thoughts, and then you like, you know, you touch yourself, whatever, and then sometimes you just your hand went a bit more down, and then you played with yourself, and then it happened, and then you're like, oh my god, this is so nice. My Jesus, Alicia, maak gou klaar, want jy moet Sondag skool toe gaan.
And your mama kom nou.
And I just didn't think about church and my vagina at the same time. It's It didn't go together. I was thinking about how nice it was in that moment, and then I kept going back and back and back.
How would we describe to people from another planet what the feeling of sex is? Why do people are people hooked on it? What is that? How does it feel? I mean, you can say chocolate is sweet, and this is that. But what is sex? What is it? Is it a what is that feeling? How would you describe it?
Mm. And is it different to everybody else? Like,
absolutely.
Yeah, if you were to describe a taste to it, you know, if in your mind's eye, kind of, it's a sweet sensation, or is it for some people then a more spicy sensation?
Isn't it like like a drug? You go on euphoria. You go in euphoria. That's a very good word.
Mm.
Euphoria,
absolutely,
would be part of that feeling. Mm. Hey.
It's just one of those things.
Duncan's there right
Duncan
now.
Is now but euphoric.
That's interesting because earlier this week, it relates a little bit with our discussion. I had to go for an audition for an American TV show. And as I arrived at the audition, because it's two gay characters, but then I was informed
you gotta get
that
shot.
The scene has to take place during intercourse.
Oh my god.
So I was standing like this, pretending to be anally penetrated while doing
that's
the
just
scene.
Gonna fuck up your
and
mind.
Then the casting agent afterwards after the first take, said to me, try and enjoy it a bit more. But I'm like miming it. It was very weird.
Yeah.
It was strange.
What does your wife have to say about this, dude?
You know, you've got to pay the bills, huh?
Yeah.
I think, yeah, let's go back to that drug thing. So it's euphoric, and then you work yourself up, and later you don't actually quite know where you are. Is that part of the enjoyment?
Yeah.
But you go, fuck me across the hall. Swing me from the lights. Totally.
Yeah, I think it is anders vir almal. Jy weet, soos chemiese reaksietoetse op ons almal moet doen terwyl ons naai. Dit gaan dieselfde uitwerking hê. Ons gaan nie almal dieselfde uitwerking hê. Ons gaan nie dieselfde high experience, maar hoe jy daar kom is anders vir almal.
Ons wil net vir die luisteraars van RSG welkom sê, hulle is deel van hierdie uitsending. Alicia, jy was by naai, gaan aan.
Nee, ek dink net dit is ek dink is anders vir almal, die manier hoe jy daar kom.
Maar a chocolate is chocolate, so jy moet dit op 'n manier kan beskryf. Mm. So,
dis die lekkerste lekker. Dit was
ja, maar,
niks.
Soos euforie, soos 'n baie mooi woord van haar. Drak jy raak mal, jy raak 'n bietjie van jou kop af. Jy's nie totaal mee by nie.
Ja.
Né? Of wat?
Nee, jy
is jy by altyd.
Nee. Nee.
For me,
it's part of
like a dwelling involved. But you know, this is
no, but it's like a whole its own dwelling,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Mm.
Absolutely.
Like your brain releases so much like hormones, endorphins.
People are happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, sex is like a line of cocaine. And for you, Alicia, and you, Hannes, let's go around the group.
If I have to compare it to a drug.
No, just whatever.
Oh, okay. Nee, vir my is dit ek like it. Ek like die julle ek like alles daarvan. Ek like die julle begin trek die klere uit die vry, die fucking kom ons flirt
but
by die braai.
But that's another thing is that proximity to another human being.
Exactly.
Dit
is die aanraking om so naby aan iemand te wees, om aan hulle te kan vat en deel te wees van hulle en te sien hoe hulle oopmaak en laat gaan en jou vertrou. Ja, bene oopmaak.
In a way invade someone else.
Jy
doen.
Jy doen. Jy doen. So it's a little spice and a little...
It's like the positiveness of invading something. Like a parasite.
Yeah.
But that body now is going to be mine.
Ja, exactly. En die feit dat daai persoon toelaat dat jy dit wat jy aan hulle doen, dit is vir my... Die lekkerste lekker.
But why a snort of cocaine? That's different, isn't it?
It's like you get a rush.
But cocaine is more like
It's an upper.
It's an upper.
Yeah, and sex is an upper.
Yeah, but if I snorted cocaine in the past, which I don't do anymore, okay. I wanted to clean and I showed everyone all my videos I've ever bought and ran around and composed songs. I mean, when you're fucking, you don't want to sing and compose songs, do you?
But you have that feeling. No.
Oh, baby, just hang on. In the morning, I see you. And now I'm rushing to the loo. Okay, let's go.
Maar ek weet nie, ek het persoonlik myself nog nooit seks gehad terwyl ek gesnaf het nie. Nog nooit nie, maar...
A lot of people do that.
Ja, hulle doen. Baie mense wat because in die porn industry waar, doen het ook. Yeah. Maar normale mense doen het ook. Maar my gunsteling drug of choice vir as ek moet kies, as ek moet seks hê, is shrooms. Magic mushrooms.
Want welkom sê ook vir Radio Kansas mense wat nou ingeskakel het. Ons praat oor naai op shrooms.
So, your question, like how you describe it, I'd say it's like a cherry suigstokkie with sherbet inside.
Oh, God.
Nee, nee, nie met die sherbet nie, met die chappie. Die chappie, met die chappie uitkom.
Sherbet is nice. But you want the chappy.
Yeah, exactly.
They like when it's cold.
And for you,
nee, it's so sag.
Hoe dit het vul?
Ek het dit al verduidelik.
Oh, okay.
I will net skoon maak.
No, man. On the drugs.
Yeah.
Which I think we should all try at some stage.
Ek dink ook so, maar ek het altyd gesê ek sal nooit iets op my neus opsit nie. En toe gebeur het. En toe sit ek iets op my neus, binnen my neus. Mm. En toe sê ek ook, ek gaan
something
nooit...
Something up your nose.
Ja, ek het altijd gesê, ek sal nooit iets snaf nie, ek het geweier. En toe een aand, toe raak het crazy, en toe doen ek my eerste line met die opgerolde 200 rand noot, en het was een awesome party, en ek was die enigste wit girl daar, en ek het een bevolkte tijd gehad. En ek het maar ek weet vir feit, ek gaan nooit in my fucking leven heroin doen nie, want dit was die volgende belofte aan myself. Moet nooit jouself inspuit met een naald of koks is dit nie, want heroin vat jy dit nou bykie te fokken vaar. So,
let's not take the beauty away from sex. It's just amazing that we can all make each other feel that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A man and a man can come together, a woman and a woman can come together.
But that's why people are addicted.
Mm.
And that's why a lot of people... Why do a lot of people in power want to fuck, you think? Is it part of that taking over someone's body?
Yeah.
Ja, maar ek dink dit kan both ways gaan, want jy kan in a high-powered position wees, jy kan een CEO of die eienaar van a company wees, en dan wil jy fucking hectic fucking dood naai, as jy naai, maar jy kan ook jyself die persoon wees in huis toe gaan, en dan iemand se fucking sub wees, en laat hulle alles
vir jou doen. Ja, maar ek praat nie eers van daai, you know? Ek gaan nie eers van daai.
Maar ek sê, dit kan, it can go both ways.
Ek praat maar net van hoekom, word al die mense die hele tijd gevang, politici, en bank, die mense van die bank, in die internationale bank, hulle allemaal, wat was die man? Krause, Strause, Pause.
Hansi Kronier.
No. He was something. He was cricket. But they all sort of want to fuck everyone.
But this is Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. Isn't
and the others. Like, I mean, he was fucking around.
President of the United States. So you have power over all these people. Mm. So then having sex with someone that's in your employment, you have power over someone immediately.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? If you've got voters that voted for you, you've got power over them, but you don't have direct influence on their life.
Yeah, so just
so then
fuck
maybe the desire positive. Comes to have direct influence over someone, to feel that you can control someone right next to you.
Yeah, maar as jy die rolle omdraai, daar's niks so fucking hard soos a dude in a suit wat fucking ongelooflik powerful is nie. Daar's iets incredibly sexy daaraan en enigmatic.
Okay, well, that's enough.
I work 60 hours a week, spend 10 hours commuting, 12 hours catching up with the kids, 4 hours arguing with my ex-wife, and 8 hours keeping my new wife happy. But I spend only 20 minutes a week at the gym thanks to BodyTech, a high-intensity, time-efficient muscle strength and endurance workout supervised by qualified personal trainers. BodyTech uses advanced German electro-muscle stimulation technology, and there are over 20 studios nationwide. Book your discounted trial now at bodytech.co.za. That's Body, T-E-C. BodyTech. Welcome to a new fitness generation.
Mama. Mom.
What?
You get that money out my pan last night?
No, I ain't getting no money out your pants and quit yelling at me.
Ain't nobody hollering at you.
I had a dream that rap wouldn't work. I woke up on the block, had to hit it with the fork. Skirt, 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 hit it with the fork. Skirt, 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 hit it with the fork. Rap don't work, records ain't being sold. So much money on me, it won't even fall. So much money on me, it won't even fall. So much money on me, it won't even fall. So much money on me, it won't even fall. So much money on me, it won't even fall.
Het ons 'n idee wat hy sê.
Nee, ek luister nou juis en probeer dit uitfigure.
Ek het money verstaan.
Ja, so much money, I won't, it won't even fall.
Free my nigga Seagull. Dis Lena, ek het nie geweet hy gaan dit sê. Soon as I land, I be in that Tesla roaster. If I die tonight, you gon' see some flexing ghoster. I'm the man in my city, same thing in South Dakota. Man, I'm running up that check, show you how I do it. I drink red bitches, I don't drink red bulls. Man, they try to give me weight. Okay, so hierdie song se naam is Funk.
Funk.
Fork.
A fork.
Yeah.
Bounces my income and it's booming.
Funk. Hey, 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 the fork. Okay, so in die naweek het ek het so baie om in te haal. Ek wil julle vertel, ek was Saterdagoggend het ek gegaan saam met Gavin Wild Shootsprints en sy kinders toe na sy nuwe weekie en dit was very very nice.
Ach, nee, Hannes was so great. Sê julle het gegaan en dan kon ek saam gaan.
So you didn't listen to our show.
Nee.
So we made the thing decision on the show. Wow. So we went and it was very good.
Yeah.
It's really it's very good.
Ach, spyt ek het dit.
And Hannes was so good. He was the spiel, the mirror.
Hy is baie talentvol.
Mm. Dankie.
It was a very nice experience. Mm. And we all bounced out there with love in our hearts. And then, of course, I don't know if you do follow Her Majesty the Queen of England, but she had a wonderful day on Saturday and on Sunday. Your Majesty, once again, happy birthday, darling. Happy birthday, love. And she was on the balcony. Did you see she was cucking on William? Did you see that?
No.
Ja, gaan kyk is op die internet.
Het sy met hom beklei?
Nee, sy het net tipe van William het gebuk by George om hom te wys. Kyk, daar kom die planes or something. And she thought that was very unkingly.
To so point.
To be on your hurka on the balcony. Maybe that will be a bad picture.
She's got
savvy.
Huh?
Yeah? Mm. So you can see her lipping, mouthing. You can read her lips saying, William, get up. That's all. And he's like a naughty child. Vinnig op. Ja, oma. Ja, oma. But it was still wonderful.
Oh, happy birthday, Your Majesty.
How old? 91.
Yes, she's 90. Where is water?
She's 90. She's 90 and Philip is still there. He's also, for 95, he's remarkably alive. Mm. I must say.
And it's weird because he's got a history of putting his foot in his mouth.
Always.
But it's almost like the older he gets, it's like he has reverse senileness.
Yeah.
Like, because he's saying less stupid shit now.
Yeah, but he's also very naughty. Because I don't know if you know a show called, what's that Essex show in Britain? Essex. Fuck.
Spider-Man.
When Things Are Wild in Essex or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a guy there, Joey Essex. He's very funny. He's stupid, but he's very funny. So he was out there. They documented him going out to try and meet Her Majesty this weekend. And he doesn't know a fucking thing. But anyway, Prince Philip spoke to him. He didn't know it was Prince Philip. He didn't know it was
really.
And he was standing there, Your Majesty, and I had a card gemaakt and fucking all of my blommetjies daar. And he said, Philip said to Joey, just jump over the rail and just go give it to her. Of course, he may not do that.
Yeah.
But he was like naughty.
Yeah.
Just jump over the rail.
I'm about to see someone shot today.
And then the producer came and said, you know, we'll talk to you now. No, it's Prince Philip. Oh my god, you didn't know this.
Yeah.
Look, I wouldn't even know the.
Yeah, ek ook. As hulle met my moet praat, I mean as die fucking ouma nou met my moet praat, dan sal ek obviously nou weet dit is saai.
You're so fascinated.
But the rest of them.
With these people, I just want to find out if you had a moment, just 15 minutes with the Queen, what kind of conversations would you try to get from her?
I would know her travels. Like, you know, where's the best place she's been, the best hotel, the best food, that. Because that is part and parcel of being a royal. It's totally unnatural. And you're not born royal or anything, but it's tradition. And I love history and I love tradition. So I imagine it's nice for her to go on because she comes from God knows where, you know, her whole ancestry. But I would speak about that. What was the best, what was the most fucking embarrassing moment? What I would speak that to Her Majesty, but I would never meet her. Or will I, Lizzie? Are you listening, my darling? It's Casper at gmail.com. Then
dalk het sy somer die RSG luisteraars ingeskakel.
Ja, dalk weet nooit nie.
Oh, ek het al weggeskryk, ek is jammer, Cassie.
Nee, dis ek kon nie Afrikaans verstaan nie. Sy weet nie wat naai is nie.
Sy het 10 'n translator.
Sy weet wat maar.
Sy dink dalk is dit 'n borduurklub. En nou gaan ons in rooi naai op wit.
Yes, dit klink waar.
Klink nie goed nie. Then it was the Tony Awards. Duncan?
Yeah,
do you know what the Tony Awards?
Yeah, to be an actor, if you want to deem yourself a successful actor, you should have won the Oscar, the Tony, a Grammy.
It's called the EGOT.
Yeah, the EGOT. That's what I'm trying to get.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Tony's one of the most...
it's for theater.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's for gays. It's for sodomites. But we were all congregating in front of the stage. No, it's not screened in South Africa. Because we are a minority.
could you see it on YouTube? Or?
Yeah, and on Apple TV. You see?
Apple.
And it was very nice. And Hamilton is the show. To see still Hamilton. I think you will like it.
I agree, yeah.
Rappy Pappy. Mm. And so that did very well. Hamilton won a lot of awards. And of course, the whole Tony was steeped in the Orlando tragedy.
Poor
massacre.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, all the gays raised flags and flew them above their heads. Proudly after Orlando, because it was like a shock. And of course, everyone now looks how, that's why I said, how does Kenya react? You know, because everyone is now looking at how do you react? What do you say? Do you find, if you ignore it, then something is wrong with you, which is, I think is great because 10 years ago, 20 years ago, people would have ignored it as a sort of a, it was gays. We don't realize how quickly this has changed. When I was young and starting, you couldn't say you're fucking gay. You couldn't say it. It was just a no-no. Yeah. Huh? And now you want to go...
So is it far gekom, maar ook nie so far nie.
Nie so vinnig.
Ja.
Nie so, dit's nie so lank al soos wat dit nou is nie. So dit is ver, maar fucking lang tyd gevat, if you think about it. Like now you go, oh, why couldn't he just say he was gay? No, you can't. No, you couldn't. Neem jy my af?
Nee, ek wil hierdie...
Ja, maar jy kan 'n tweet. It's mooi, my koeie.
Ja,
ek love my koeie. Although my spier nou ek het 'n koeiehempie aan. Sorry, Duncan.
The black people and the gay people should just unite, you know. And because the main problem is always, you know, always the white man. The white man and his ego trying to subject his thoughts on us. So if the blacks and the gays had sex... There would be no babies. And
yeah.
There'd be more black people and gays, less than white people.
For sure. We will, yeah, we will get them out of here. But I think a majority of black people, and help me if I'm wrong, do not like gays. Look at Africa. Look at Africa. They fucking detest us.
No, not at all. It's the people in power. So the really gay people in Africa are the poor Africans.
The poor Africans.
The poorest of the poorest that got sexually abused and they became gay because of that abuse.
No! You're talking absolute cuck.
I'll tell you.
Absolute nonsense.
Casper, yesterday I was sitting with this pastor and I was like, dude, pastor, tell me, what do you think about this whole gayness thing?
Did you sit with a pastor?
Yeah.
Okay, and what did you say?
Look, I think we need to get him on the show.
Absolutely. No, I don't want them.
Because this guy, he's so dead against it. Because he's like, the only reason a person can be gay in their life is they went if they went through some kind of traumatic event.
Oh, please.
That's his thing.
Yeah. Well, that's bull feces.
But that's actually, but he still judges it. So it's kind of like, oh, you went through something in his belief system that, you know, gays are created by traumatic events, but he still despises them. So he's got no heart or conscience when it comes to, you know, then at least be, oh, something traumatic happened to you. Let me shelter you with the rest of my flock. But now he's pushing them away as well.
Yeah. He's got a book out. It's called Pray the Gay Away.
Really?
Absolutely.
Cliffcentral. I've got something important to tell you.
Cliffcentral.com.
My God. I had to play this because we are on radio and uncensored. Goodness, Pray the Gay Away.
I'll get you a copy.
Oh, please. We can read it with nice music. So that was that. Euro 2016. Are you watching?
I am. I'm loving it, man. All the racism fans attacking each other. Casper.
Lucky.
Well, it is if you
white
like
on that. White.
Yeah.
Are you a soccer fan, Hannes?
Not particularly. I used to be at a stage, but I haven't been following this tournament.
Okay, it's Euro.
What happened with the England game yesterday?
They won.
Did they win in the end?
2-1.
I was following on Twitter and I was seeing that Wales was
in front.
Yeah.
That guy, Bale, Bale. And then at the end, England got two goals.
Hmm. Compliments of Vardy and Sturridge.
Mm. Oh, yeah, it was like porridge.
Yeah,
Sturridge. Elise, you don't follow soccer?
Nee, glad nie, ek is nie 'n sport mens nie.
Okay, but last I remember when we had the World Cup, we were looking at
men. Net as daar iets majorly groot is waar ons nou patrioties fokker moet wees, dan sure. Maar, ek follow voetbal.
I think I might have said this before, but I just want to philosophize about it now. And that is, when they spit and bring out the snot, they shoot out the snot, don't they realize it's going to stick there on the grass? It's not going to disappear. So at some stage, someone is going to fall into that spit and the snot.
It's the name of the game, really, Casper.
But why? Why is that necessary?
Because... Well, maybe it's obvious.
You haven't heard of it. Slick
me, sit in it, innie. As you spit, what the fuck? Spuug jy
die hele tyd omdat jy oefening doen? Nee, maar jy voel nie jy moet spuug
as jy seks het, nie? As jy nou 'n bietjie met fucking walnut maak.
Welkom aan al die Radio Pretoria luisteraars wat nou ook ingeskakel het. Ons is nou by walnut maak. Die radio er is geen mense is al oufy. Ah, well, ons was by nine. Really not shocking anymore. Okay, so who's your favorite team, Dunk?
I was with Belgium, but I think Belgium got knocked out.
Yeah, I was also with Belgium. They still can, but I think they're gone. Because, you know, Netherlands isn't there. It's a big shame on the Netherlands.
Yeah, look, Netherlands is not so much of a great team anymore. They were great probably 4 years ago, but some of the players
is quite recently.
Yeah, in the last Euros they were great, but now most of the players are now old and can't really...
But where are the young ones?
Well, they're not good enough. They'll probably be good in like 2022.
How do you know?
You just have to watch football to understand.
Because the Britons, they've got a nice young team now.
Absolutely. So
very
you can hope.
Energetic.
Yeah, but they're probably going to win it probably... So the team needs to work together for like 8 years before they can gel and have that chemistry. And then the next World Cup or tournament, maybe... But let's just talk about Bafana Banana.
What did they do?
They failed to qualify for the African Cup of Nations again.
Oh, yes, I heard that. Oh, and then I listened
Who beat us?
I think it's Gambia.
They don't even have a soccer team. And they beat
us. Was that over the weekend when the Springboks lost as well? Against
what happened there? I'm not quite up to that.
Well, they just... They lost.
They lost
26-22
to
Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the first time ever that the Springboks lost against Ireland in South Africa.
Because
and then
saw
the worst
Facebook,
of it is they lost against 14 players because one of the Irish guys, CJ Stander, who's South African born, was sent off like in the first 10 minutes of the game.
Isn't CJ Stander married to Nietling? That is Rijk Nietling's sister. I'm sure.
I'm not that.
CJ Stander sounds so familiar. Yeah.
And then is it CJ Stander? I know it's a Stander.
There was a racist outbreak because the Boks lost and the people are blaming Fikile Mbalula because they said something about transformation, then the new coach is black, whatever.
No, but that's just once again Afrikaans people, white Afrikaans people who want to blame everything on
ras.
Change.
Mm. Transformatie.
Yeah, I mean, it's ludicrous.
Absolute diff.
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough sport.
Ja,
I'm so exhausted.
I'm so too.
Kom ons praat oor seks. Dis seks
is van nou. Kom ons
van sport.
Alicia, I don't know if you remember, but last time you were here, we were doing this Google list, and I want us to continue today. We haven't touched it since you've been gone.
Okay.
Since you've been gone, we haven't touched the Google list. No, wait.
Ek het vir ons goggle.
Ek het die list hier gekry by Duncan van last. So we did the clock spider, remember? Oh my god.
Good lord.
Circle jerk we did.
Yeah.
And spider porn we did. So let's go soggy biscuit.
Yeah. Soggy.
Everyone at home, and you too, Duncan, if you can bring soggy it up for us here. Soggy biscuits. SOGGABESCUIT. Ons een screen is stikkend, so ons kan nie geen of mense van ons boodskap stuur of nie. So we'll have to actually...
Okay, but if you lees, wat sê goggle?
Goggle?
Ja, kry jy die images?
Oh, Jesus, what's this?
Some black guy who looks like a biscuit.
No.
Is that what it is?
Soggy biscuit, also called limp biscuit, crispy cookie, or ookie cookie, is a masturbation game played mostly by teenage groups in which the participant stand around a biscuit masturbating until ejaculating onto it. The last person to do so must eat the biscuit.
That's what Duncan said last time. Yeah. So we combined that with circle jerk. Go for blue waffle.
Oh, God, yo, I can die in.
Can you?
Yo. Okay. Yo.
Oh. Blue waffle people, let's go there. Oh. Images. Hoe kom is dit oe? Dat lyk mooi.
Ek wil nou net.
Oh, Jesus. Blue waffle fanny.
Nee, ek seker.
Look at that blue waffle fanny.
Okay.
It's got teeth.
Okay. Blue waffle is a fictional sexually transmitted disease
said
to affect only women, causing severe infection and blue discoloration
to the
vagina.
Look at that blue tooth.
Ooh, the disease has been confirmed as false.
It's a hoax.
Mm.
Okay. Okay, spell this. I'll spell it.
Okay.
A. Almal by die huis ook.
Wat? A for apple.
A for apple. S for sugar. C for Casper. A for apple. R for Romeo.
Ascariasis.
Yeah.
Ascariasis, I'm saying that correctly, is an infection of the small intestine caused by Ascaris lumbricoides, which is a species of roundworm. Roundworms are a type of parasitic worm. Infections caused by roundworms are relatively common. Ascariasis is the most common roundworm infection around.
I think Ascariasis also plays soccer for Greece.
Yeah.
Ascariasis. Okay, one more. What shall we do? Oh, let's do this one. It's going to be horrible. Bed bugs on mattress.
Bed bugs on mattress.
Don't let the bed bugs bite. I think it's going to be horrible. Look at that.
Is it a matrasie?
It's a matras full van die kak, ja.
Kijk uit, trasie.
Die
foto's explain het alles. Ek gaan nie eerst daar oorlees nie.
Ja, maar vertel vir die mense by die radio.
Okay, hou aan.
Oh, look at that. It's like, so we sleep on this. That's a fluid.
Gross, man. Yes, is.
How often do you clean your mattress?
You have to every 6 months take it out, eh? Mm. And turn it around.
But how do you do it?
Okay, according to WebMD, bed bugs are small, oval, brownish insects that live on the blood of animals or humans.
Lekker.
Adult bed bugs have flat bodies about the size of an apple seed. After feeding, however, their bodies swell and they are a reddish color. Bed bugs do not fly, but they can move quickly over floors, walls, and ceilings. Female bed bugs may lay hundreds of eggs, each of which is about the size of a speck of dust over a lifetime. Immature bed bugs called nymphs shed their skins 5 times before reaching maturity and require a meal of blood before each shedding. breeding. Under favorable conditions, the bugs can develop fully in as little as a month and produce three or more generations per year.
That is absolutely
amazing. Now, my vraag is net, hulle het bloed nodig om te survive en te groei en te shed. Waar die fok kom die bloed dan vandaan? Jy moet nie in jou slaap nie.
Ja, maar hulle byt jou.
Ja.
Well,
hulle byt jou om die bloed te kry, my skat.
Ek wil nou net sê.
Dit is vampires, net baie kleiner.
Net baie kleiner.
Wat wil jy dit weer doen hulle dit terwyl jy seks het?
Oh.
Ek het gesê ons gaan elke week gaan ons 'n bietjie praat oor mense wat 'n bietjie out there is. En ons het laas week het ons gepraat oor daai snaakse man fisherman. Hy het gesing daai snaakse stem en Gavin het ons vertel van hom. Nou hierdie week is ons out there woman sanger is Florence Foster Jenkins. So kan jy vir ons 'n bietjie vertel van haar?
Ja, Florence Foster Jenkins, sy is natuurlik bekend as 'n Amerikaanse amper sê ek socialite en dan natuurlik 'n amateur soprano sanger.
Wanneer het sy gelewe?
Sy het van 1868 tot 1944. Maar sy het nou nogal 'n interessante storie, want sy was nogal baie gespot oor hoe sy sing, want ek bedoel, sy klink of sy een van die lintworms het.
Ja.
Maar sy is in een baie, baie ryk familie ingebore, en sy het in haar jeug nogal een talent as pianist getoon. Sy was nogal gekonsider om rarig baie goed te wees. Maar toe wil sy nou, toe raak sy nou, stel sy nou belang in die wereld van die kunste, en sy wil actrice word, en haar pa sê toe nee. So toe trou sy met die ou, wie sy van Jenkins is. Nou, dit word, by hulle is toe later separated, maar dit word geglo, dat hy vir haar syfilis gegee het. En dis nou die ding, is nou later in haar loopbaan, toe haar pa nou doodgaan, toe erf sy nou al hierdie geld, so toe sy nou in 'n posisie, wat sy nou weer haar artistic carrière kan begin, so toe hou sy hierdie partijkies en shows in, jy weet, kind of die Pennsylvania, you know, pristine kind of, al die ryk mense, hierdie partijkies, en sy begin toe self nou sing op die ouderdom van 41. maar nou word sy geridicule vir hoe dit klink, maar omdat sy geld het, was allemaal bietjie bang om het vir haar regheid te sê.
Ja.
Plus, sy het like positive then. Reviews gekry by mense wat sy self geskryf het, of van haar vriende.
Was dit so bad nie?
Foster is a bekende royalty kind of fun in Amerika, ja. Foster.
Maar nou die funny ding is, hulle sê, dit kan wees die rede hoekom sy so horrible sing en nie die lekker die noot kon hoor nie, kan wees as gevolg van die syfilis.
Want sy sing 'n bietjie syf.
Gehoor angstas.
Want in daai tyd het hulle soos arsene en shit gegee vir syfilis. want penicillin, teen die tyd wat penicillin ontwikkel is, was haar syfilis al klaar ver
genoeg gevorderd. Ah, shit. Maar sy, as ek bedoel vir 'n opera sangeres, is sy kak. Sy is kak. Maar jy al vertel dat sy die Carnegie Hall uitverkoop het?
Ja. Ek het dit gister raak gelees. Sy Carnegie Hall uitverkoop kort voor haar dood, denk ek.
Ach, shit.
As ek nou reg kan
onthou. En daar kom nou 'n fliek, of is daar 'n fliek?
Ja, two days following the Carnegie Hall concert, while shopping at G. Sherman's music store, she suffered a heart attack. It sold out weeks in advance and numerous celebrities attended.
Sy het seker maar op haar senuwees ook, dat sy nou so 'n hartaanval gekry het.
Ja, want al die jare het sy die enigste mense wat haar shows kon sien, het was mense wat in haar ladies clubs was, maar toe het sy nou hier so 'n professional show gedoen en te verkoop het uit, en ja, maar mense was baie sarkasties met haar en lelik daaroor.
Maar nou is daar 'n fliek wat haar half verduidelik. Ek weet nie of hy al hierso is nie. Met Meryl Streep.
Ja, Meryl Streep. Kijk of ik een release date. It was released on the 6th of May in the United Kingdom. And it will be released on the 12th of August in the United States.
Only then.
So ons sal het seker dan so 3 jaar later kry.
Ons kry dit eers. Ons moet vinnig te kry. Ja, yeah. Somtijds alternative rant movies soos Florence Foster miskien kry ons het eerst na hy klaar was in Amerika. Yeah. But most probably we'll get it. It's Meryl Streep. You never know. So here is Florence Foster Jenkins, and she sings a beautiful rendition, beautiful if you mean cuck, of Adele's Laughing Song. So let's hear. Now, that's difficult to sing laughing in opera, eh? There's a kind of licky, basically. Sister. Maar sy klink oud, sy klink soos weet as jy nou 'n Bee klankie Bee Gees gesing het.
Ag, sy klink oudlik man.
Oeps. Wel, wat ek gehoor het van die kritisie is dat dit 'n baie oulike movie is en haar baie simpatiek uitbeeld. Yeah. Sonder om die waarheid te verdoesel.
It has a Rotten Tomatoes rating of 91%.
Sure. Wow.
Sing, Florence, sing. So you're listening to the Cusper Radio Show, and that was Florence Foster Jenkins. Now we've tried and tried, but we got him on air, and I'll ask Hannes to speak to him. That's Jonathan, who we wanted here today, and I know if Jonathan knows. So talk to him, Hannes. Just so Jan, I'm gonna switch you on, Hannes. Here we go. Just talk to him.
Goeie môre, Jonathan. Hoe lyk dit, hè?
Goed
en jy, my chum? Nee, lekker. Dit was 'n baie lekker show wat ons gisteraand gedoen het daar by Parkers, hè?
Was great, man.
Jy was fantasties.
Dit was fucking awesome.
Maar ek onthou toe dat jy nou gesê het dat jy ook baie graag 'n gasse gewees het, wou wees op die Casper de Vries radio show, omdat jy 'n groot fan van Casper is. En ek verstaan, dankie dat jy vanoggend gebel sodat jy of 'n rukkie terug probeer bel en toe werk dinge nou nie mooi uit nie, maar nou het ons gekyk of ons jy sommer nou op die lig kan 'n lui gee met jou gesels.
Amazing. Thanks. Dis vir my. Kom
Kassie,
hallo.
Hi. So ek kan jou, wat noem ek jou nou? Jonathan.
Jonathan, ja.
Ja, Jonathan. Ons wat jou vandag hier gehad het, ek het jou gesien hierdie week op die internet, ek sê vir Duncan kry vir hom op die show, maar toe is dit nou, werk het nie uit nie.
Sorry man.
Sorry, wat sê jy, Duncan?
Jonathan, ek met jou manager gepraat.
That's manager, sorry, I'm a stalker. Yeah. Jonathan is trying to tell you that he's talked to the managers.
Ek het met jou manager gepraat volgende dag, gister.
Manager.
En sy het vir my gesê dat sy sal by my sê of ek kan vandag op die show wees, maar sy het nie vir my reply nie.
Maar sê jy dalk ook nie verstaan nie.
Sy het nie
ja, as jy gaan Afrikaans praat, gaan fucking niemand jou verstaan nie.
Sy het nie vir my reply.
Ek
sal 'n bietjie in die hare.
Nee, maar ons sal jou kry. Ons jou kry as 'n gas dan. Maar ek wou net gesê, you were meant to be here today. En ek kan nie glo toe ek sien Hannes was by jou gister. Maar hy weet toe nou nie dat ons jou soek nie. So it is like the whole thing, you know, it's just a fuck up.
Ja, nee, dit is politiek.
Dit was maar 'n bol. So, maar ons gaan jou kry, Jonathan. Jy is baie, baie snaaks. Ek lag uit my maag uit vir jou. Jy is baie, baie goed.
Dis as dit van my help afkom, dan ek hoop ek kan emosioneel nie
wat. Jy wat sê jy kry, wat sê jy kry, net so laat jy weet, is lekker om met jou bietjie net te gepraat het, and we'll get you here as soon as possible.
Can we call you directly, or should we call your incompetent manager?
Please phone me. And thank you for speaking English this time. Now I know what
you mean. Nee, ek sê, moet jou no bel, or bel jou manager.
And your manager. Jonathan, when is your show at Empress Palace?
When is your show? Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
When?
This weekend coming.
This weekend, next weekend.
Volgende naalik, ja.
Ach, Jesus. Dit is nou jammer. Want vandag sou perfek gewees het, om daarvoor te plak ook. Shit. Okay, maar ons sal jou in die kuis kry.
Asseblief.
So volgende week, Vrydag, Saterdag, is jou nuwe show by Empress.
Yes, Vrydag, Saterdag, hierdie Sondagmiddag.
Okay, people, you must go see this.
Yeah,
he's very funny. He's really, very funny. It's not cutesy Afrikaans cock. It's really genuine funny. Yeah. Very good. Very good. Okay, nou maar gaan kry vir jou Kleenexie. Maar ons gaan weer met jou gesels. Jonathan, it's great speaking to you.
Thank you very much. Dankie, Mkashi. Hansa, see you weer.
Yes, thank you, darling.
Bye.
So Hannes, ek dink dis tyd dat ons moet begin voorberei vir Game of Thrones.
Ja, absoluut. Dit was 'n goeie episode hierdie week gewees ook.
Ja, dit was. So Alicia, Duncan, I'm going to ask you to please play parts. Most of it will be extra, so you've got to go away and either shout or make noises like guns, because nothing will be pre-recorded. We will make human noises for everything.
Okay.
Is that okay with you, people?
Yeah, totally. Definitely. Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm absolutely glad. So hang on. We're going to do Game of Thrones just now. Susan, amper. Susan, no. Help my, help my.
Wat is fout? Wat is fout?
Ek weet nie, dis ek het ek dink ek het
ek dink jy dalk 'n liesbreek
het. Nee, ek het ascariasis.
Ah, ja, dis soos 'n wurm in jou ingewande.
Ja.
Weet jy wat? Ek het onlangs 'n wurm in die ingewande van my iPad gehad.
Wat laat jy nou dink aan 'n iPad?
Wel, net die feit dat hy stikkend was, maar ons het hom weer reggekry deur hom na iFix toe te gaan. As daar nou net 'n wurm iFix dokter vir mense was.
Ja, ek het pyn, man. Nou, here, nou praat jy oor iFix. Wat is hulle?
iFix. Ag man, jy vat jou foon of jou iPad, jy kan selfs jou Samsung sien toe vat en dan maak hulle dit vir jou reg. Net soos wat 'n dokter ook met mense doen.
Kyk, daar kom 'n wurm uit my oor uit.
Jy moet die een wat by jou hol uitkom sien.
Jy sê, wat is hulle naam nou weer?
iFix.
Ons bevind ons op die verhoog by Westerachterse Bravos, waar Panna al die vertoning kom kyk het. Dit is waar hulle die hele Game of Thrones opvoer op die verhoog. En iewers skielik het die hoofaktrise baie oomf nadat sy gepraat het met Panna.
En daarom sê ek sal eerder sterf as wat alleen C4. Fantastiese gehoor hoor. Ek moet sê, wat hoor ek? Wat so geknel en geklop is dit?
Dis ek is hier so in die kas. Ek wil baie graag uit die kas uitkom.
Is dit Tom Cruise?
Nee. Dis 'n meisie wat jy onlangs gered het van dood gemaak word.
Die klein boetspannetjie.
Ja, dis ek. Dit.
Kyk hoe lyk jy.
Ja, ek is gesteek.
Oh, dis net bloed oral. Wie die fuck gaan skoonmaak? Wie het op my kostuums?
Ek jammer, ek's besig om dood te gaan. Help
my. Ach, my skat. Natuurlijk, jy het my lewe gered.
Ek het.
So kom ons gaan lê. Hierso is my woonkwartier. Dis in die kas. Ek is so arm.
Baie dankie, Hektik. Ek gaan dalk net so rukkie.
Ja, wag net, ek gaan vir jou toenaai. Sê, en hierso is ietsie wat jy kan drink.
Dit lyk so bietjie soos gif, is ek seker?
Nee, dit is nie gif nie, dit is poppy pons. Dit is gemaak van poppies. En dit is 'n pons. Sê, hoe voel jy nou? Dit is beter. Die klein feeks gaan ek nou vergiftig. Wacht, laat ek net gaan wakker maak. Panna! Panna!
Ja?
Lyk my hierdie goed met die poppiepont skop in.
Ja.
Panna! Word wakker! Wil jy nie saam met ons kom toer nie? Jy kan 'n rolletjie speel of vir my poppiepont aandra.
Dit kan baie lekker wees, maar ek dink daar's soveel ander dinge wat ek moet doen. Ek het nog van reeks 1 af hierdie lysie van mense wat ek wil doodmaak, so ek dink ek wil dalk terugkeer daarna toe.
Okay, slaap jy nou maar aan.
Okay.
Miskien sal van hierdie vrou te smeer nie, ek kan haar onmiddellik vergiftig. Laat ek net die gif kry, dat is... God, wie is dit?
Ding dong!
Wie is jy?
Ek is die wijf, ek het die panna nou al vir weke lang opgefok. Nou gaan ek jou doodmaak en dan vir haar.
Hoe het jy geweet, ek wil haar vergiftig, jou lelike vrou?
Wel, ek weet, want ek is ook een van die mense sonder name. En ek klink jy eindelijk so nie, maar ek het 'n bietjie van 'n par aan my keel.
Wat doe jy met die stoel?
Gaan dood, jou bitch.
Ach
nee, die wijf is hier. Ek beter hardloop.
Kom eens op, para.
Sy vang my, sy gaan my vang. Kijk, ek hardloop deur die straat. My wond sypel weer.
Kom eens op.
Moerskont, wat ontvlug het van die sekte waar allemaal doodgemaak is, stap rond in die bosse met sy buil. Hy hoor 'n klomp boewe praat.
Luister, kan ek jou wys hoe soen jy chick?
Ja, dit sal snaaks wees.
Okay, jy vat al, jy voel jy my middelvinger?
Ja, ja.
Okay, voel jy hom lekker?
Ja.
Okay, en dan sit jy jou middelvinger in haar oor?
Ja.
En jou tong op haar enkel.
Ja, hoe gaan dit werk? Draai gou op my.
Okay.
Ach, jy is so smal, dis disgusting.
Jere, jy is meer disgusting as Duitslandse coach.
Dis waar, he. Jy is maar, ons het lekker al die ander ouens doodgemaak gister.
Ja, jesus, het was lekker.
Ja, het was heavy lekker.
Weet jy, ek weet nie waarom dit te beskryf hoe lekker dit was.
Ja. Ek hoop net nie hulle uit 'n groot reuse voormalige soldaat wat wraak gaan kom neem op ons nie.
Gili, wat is daai groot reus agter jou met die byl?
Swing, swing, swing. Waar is die res? Waar is die res?
Fokkie ou.
Skielik word Moerskont geconfronteer met iemand wat ons laas in reeks 3 gesien het. Een van die manne sonder vanne.
Hallo.
Hey Moerskont, Linklos gesien.
Ja, laas in reeks 3.
Ja.
Ek het daai ou langs jou doodgemaak en toe maak jy hom weer lewendig.
Ja, ons het weer medisyne en dinge. Ja.
Hy was so fucked up.
Ek het eintlik net vir hom Viagra gegee en toe sê hy.
Ja. Mense glo my nie.
Ja.
Hulle dink ek lieg.
Ja.
Maar hoe kom ons hier terug?
Wel, ons is maar besig om te reis en ons het hierdie 3 ouens gevang wat ons nou wil hang. Hulle En nou ons wil weet, wil jy dalk saam met ons op die missions gaan? Jy kan twee van die ouens kan jy doodmaak.
Okay, kan ek twee doodmaak?
Ja, ja.
En nou, wat so missions is dit?
Wag, ons reis maar, ons soek maar fights om te fight. Kom saam met ons, man. Ek weet ons het al in die verlede bietjie vasgesit, maar miskien kan ons hierdie wêreld 'n beter plek maak deur maar die hele Westeros en so 'n bietjie rond te travel en jy weet, bietjie mercenary werk te doen.
Maar wat ek like is die feit dat as ons opvolk, dan kan ons weer lewendig word.
Ja, dis handig.
Dis nogal lekker. Ja. Ek wonder of enige ander karakter het al ondergaan het, want ek het nog nie die res van hierdie reeks gesien.
Wel, ja, as ek kyk na internet spoilers, is daar nog baie dinge wat kom.
Is dit?
Interessante dinge.
Fuck. Wel, oké. Okay. Luister, hoe kan ek hulle doodmaak? Kan ek hulle kap met 'n byl?
Nee, ek jammer.
Ah, kom aan.
Die mams het hulle nou klaar gehang, verstaan? Ja. Hulle hang nou half in die lug, so jy gaan maar die stoeltjie onder hulle met uitskop.
Ja. Ons is jammer.
Kan ek nie net een bietjie nie?
Nee. Ek het klaar vir jou 2 gegee uit die 3. So nou moet jy... Ek jammer, man. Ja.
Okay. Ja. Denk jy ek gaan nog 'n rol speel in volgende week se episode?
Ek het rede om so te glo, as jy saam met ons kom, 10-10-1 nie, maar as jy op jou eie pad gaan en miskien vir Penny gaan help, who knows?
Ek is baie ongewone, gewoonlik is episode 9, is die fokop.
Ja, ja.
Jy weet, onthou die Red Wedding was episode was 9.
Nie, ja, was Ned Stark nie ook doodgemaak in 9 nie.
Ja, kop het gerol. Ja. Jesus, ek is opgewonde, ek hoop net nie, dis ek nie.
Ja, wel, as het jy is, kan jy weer lewendig gemaak word.
Ek weet, maar het jou contract geteken vir die volgende reeks?
Ek sal met my agent moet praat.
Ja, ek myne ook. My broer is gletser, is hy groot by kraskraai.
Ja.
Ek dink hy is nog 'n rukkie in die reek.
Ja, hy behoort te wees, ja.
Oh, well, let's see. Ek is banger as daai ou wat hang. Kom hier!
Soos hy reeds gesê het, is sy broer Gletser by kraskraai. Sy is in die paleis en word omsingel deur die soldate van die Septicus, moderator van die NG Kerk.
Ons is die moderator van die NG Kerk gestuur om jou te kom haal. Hy wil met jou praat.
Wie is julle?
Ons is die 7 swalkies of so iets. Maar ons is die ouens van die kerk. Ons is die diakens van die NG Kerk en hy wil graag met jou praat en jy moet saam met ons kom.
Nee, jammer julle. As julle wil praat, praat jy met Gletser.
Breek ek jou nek en druk jou voete in jou boepel op.
Kan ek dit my oor terugkry? Druk hulle enige plek in. Ek gaan dood.
Hy is dood. Hoor hier, ek weet ons het gesê ons wil 'n meeting met
jou hê. Ja, jy wil julle nog 'n meeting
maar,
met my hê.
Ek het nou net besef ek het nog wasgoed in die masjien wat ek moet gaan ophang en
ek moet kook vanaand want my vrou gaan laat moet werk
en so. Wag, ek het 'n meeting. Ek het nou net onthou ek het 'n meeting.
Okay,
kraskraai, lekker bly. Bye-bye, Moeskoon, Gletser.
Ondertussen hardloop Panna en die wyf deur die strate van Braavos.
Sy is agter my. Ek gaan by hierdie bruggie afspring. En ek gaan by hierdie gangetjie afgaan. Dit lyk miskien
op gevuur stap kraskraai na die troonsaal, waar Moffel vir haar die volgende sê.
Sorry mama, maar jy kan nie by ons
wat?
Sit nie. Ja nee, jy moet saam met Lord Ash daar aan die ander kant gaan sit, ek's jammer.
Maar wat gaan nou aan? Ek staan jare agter jou.
Ek het baie groot announcement om te maak, basis, en...
Moffel!
Jy gaan my aandag aftrek, en so...
Ach, jyre Moffel!
Ja.
Gletser!
Jy, dit help nie, jy is nou hier so, ek sit op die troon.
Ja, ek sien dat hy met my volg, maar die volk kan nie sien nie, kom.
Oh.
Okay, dit is nou tyd vir my announcement. Dit is nogal groot nuus. Ek en die moderator van die NG Kerk het gepraat en daar's 'n paar mense wat nou binnekort ook soos Oscar vonnisse opleggings en goed gaan kry. En basically het ons besluit dat jy nie meer trial by combat kan doen nie. Jy kan nie meer iemand kry om vir jou te fight as jy moet dronk toe gaan nie.
Wat bedoel jy?
Dit beteken dat daai gletser van jou hy moet fok of jy gaan self moet boet vir jou sondes. Jy en Lourdes.
Maar Lourdes Moffel, dit is jou vrou se broer.
Ja, ek weet, maar ek het met die NG Kerk moderator gepraat en ek was geïndoktrineer. Want Lourdes is 'n moffie. So, nou basically, al wat ek net sê is dat die gereg sal sy pad moet gaan en ons gaan moet sien of jy onskuldig gevind gaan word of nie.
Moffel.
Sorry mama.
Moffel. Wat geloof ek jy nou? Wat jy nou aan hom?
Dis die geloof wat die NG Kerk moderator vir my gesê het, ek moet in glo en my vrou ook doen. So sy het gesê ons moet nou hom volg. So ons het nie regtig 'n keuse nie. Ek weet nie, sy het ander dag met haar ouma gepraat en vir haar Rosie of ietsie op 'n papiertjie gegee. So ek's nie heeltemal seker nie, maar sover ek weet, is dit nou dit. Ons
En wat doen die mense van Kenia en Uganda hierso?
Hulle gaan moontlik hulle gaan ook 'n trial by hulle kan ook 'n trial by combat nee ons gaan hulle met probe.
Ach Moffel, ek het soveel drome vir jou gehad.
Ek weet, mamma, maar kom ons kyk wat gebeur in episode 9.
Ja. Ag, jare nie, ag, ek weet nou nie, nou werk dinge werk nie meer uit nie, jy weet, ek het kort hare, ek moes kaal deur die strate stap en my kind traai teen my. Here, is die lewe nog nie moeite werd? Dis wat ek jou vra. Hè, gletser?
Ondertussen in Marine is die dwergie besig om vir Wurmpie en Melisandre gelang drankies te gee.
Hyso. Ek sê vir julle wyn.
Ek nie drink dit nie 'n soldaat se ding nie.
Melisandre?
Ek drink nie rarig nie, maar
kom nou julle.
Ag, Wurm doen dit saam met my.
Ja, ek gee vir julle, ek is nou Blommie Kabouter. Ek gee vir julle die drankie en dan vertel ons grappietjies vir mekaar. Dit bring die show ook in 'n meer gemoedelike lyn.
Ek soldaat.
So ligte rooswyn.
Nie grappie ken nie.
Is so aantreklik.
So, daar kom die Lannisters en die Tyrells en die Starks en hulle elkeen het wyn wat hulle ingooi. En hulle dit en ek dink die grappie nou uit. En hulle noem hulle bekers moer. En die Lannisters gooi die wyn vir die Starks in. En to sê die Stark, wat is dit hier in my wyn? En to sê die Tyrell, vlieg in jou moer.
Ek nie van. Snaaks, ja, Wurmpie, dis snaaks.
Het jy 'n grappie, Melisandre?
Ek kan nie die episode se eintlike grappie onthou nie, maar ek het 'n grappie. Okay. Nou ek net nog 'n slukkie vat. Yummy, rooswyn. Okay, so hier is my grappie. Jou ma is so vet, as sy in die ronde draai, is die hele jaar verby.
Ek soldaat, maar ek lag nou, want ek ken grappe. Ek het met julle 'n grap gemaak.
Fuck! Dis die baase. Dis die baase wat aanval.
Wie? Ons gaan red nou. Ek moet gaan veg.
Dis Kablis die stuurboer dinosaurus wat ons kan red. Dis al.
Sy moet nie terugkom, sy moet terugkom.
Oh.
Ondertussen word Panna gejaag deur die wyf.
Ja! Sit hem al nu nader aan my. Ek gaan by hierdie steegie afgaan. Plek ek net in die kas, geblei het. Ek gaan in hierdie steegie afgaan.
Pas op!
Dis 'n doodloop hoekie. Hoe nou gemaak?
Ek het jou banaan.
Wel, ek het my swaarkie, ek het my naaltjie by my.
Swing!
Swing!
Anna!
Kyk, ek gaan hierdie kers uitslaan. Nou veg ons in die donker.
Skielik word sy die man sonder gesag.
Ja, wat doen jy hier in die kasteel? In die kerk? Wat doen jy teen die pilare? Wat se bloed het jy hier so teen die pilaar opgesit?
Ek het die wyf doodgemaak. Ek het haar uitgeskuif.
Oh, ek sien. Het jy dalk Mr. Min of waslapie of iets by jou? Want God, het lyk verskrikkelijk.
Wel, ek het in die tyd wat ek hier geblei het toch al gereeld skoon gemaakt. So ek kan vir jou wys, dis alles in die kombuis in die ene
bitchy, kaas. Bitchy. Ja. So wat wil jy nou doen?
Wel, my naam is Panna.
Nee, jy is... Het jy naam nou dan?
Ek het nou een naam.
Panna?
Ek is Panna van die gesinstaak van Winterfell. En ek wil huis toe gaan.
So jy wil Wester Agterhoos toe gaan?
Ek gaan Fokhof.
Maar jy het, ons het 5 seisoene gekarring aan jou.
Wil jy, jy wil, ek wil basies terug gaan na reeks 1 toe. Dinge was beter in reeks 1.
Hoekom moes ons al ons konsentrasie insit in jou, en al die exercises, waar jy geklap en geslaan word, en dan is het nou amper reg, en dan word jy weer geklap en geslaan, en dan is het amper reg, so het aangehou vir 5 jaar, en nou ewe skielik, nou sê jy vir my, jy wil maar weer teruggaan na waar ons begin het.
Wel, dis so dat ek 'n story het om te vertel, en dankzij julle het ek geleer fight en kak, so nou kan ek hopelik gaan help daar, want ek was nou lanklaas daar, maar iets vertel vir my dat my dienste gebruik kan word en so.
Sê vir jy het nog niemand gesien behalwe Moeskont, Brie,
ja.
En ek.
Ja.
So gaan Joe Snow Blow jou nog herken?
Ek hoop so.
Wat van Sanna?
Dis maar die kans wat ek moet vat. Ek fok of ek gaan huis toe.
Ons het soveel vertrouwen in jou gehad. Ons gedink, jy gaan dalk een van die hoof konings wees.
Draai my keer. Ek het daai wyf gesteek.
Nee, jy kan maar gaan, jy kan. Okay. Ek het so fucking disgusted en veral teleurgesteld.
Ek sal poskaarte stuur.
Okay, dankie. O God, wag, wat sê jy? Nee,
ek sê ek sal e-mails stuur.
Dankie.
Nou, waartoe gaan ons nou?
Ons gaan net gegaan, iFix toe.
Nog steeds?
Ja, man.
Die wurm speel by my uit.
Man, wie, wat ek het my iPad aan die dag daar gelos, en jy kry hom binnen 48 uur terug, so ek wil net gegaan omswaai, my rekening gaan vereffen, wat baie goedkoop is terloops, en dan kan ons gegaan dokter toe gaan.
Is jy honger?
Maar ek is so biekie, ja.
Is vir jou een soggy cookie?
Oeh, wat jy hom gekry?
Dit was lekker julle, dit is absolutely live. And Duncan, thank you very much for the noises, for the sound effects. And Duncan, I think lekker. The time I must, there's no one there. I must ask you now, while we have you here, whether we see any messages on our screens from anyone. And if we then can carry on with your lesson, please, Duncan.
On set, Miskinder. From Boskap, or said Boskap from our usual listeners, we've got Sureta who says, hi.
Hello, Sureta.
Hello.
Al Malhof and Sureta. And Sureta say, hello, Yella. Awesome show. Soos altyd.
Aw. Dankie dat jy inluister.
It's an awesome show.
Lang klas, so lekker gelag. That's the rest of the message.
Yes. Yeah. It means good. It's been a while since I've laughed that much.
Was deel van een boodskap, yeah. Okay. Right.
And then Melissa Jolene Harrell. I think Melissa got married because she's an old listener, but now she's
Maar net sy nuwe fan, ja.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations. Trots.
And Cece, hello. It's been like forever. I have missed you guys so much. finger up my ass. And then Woody sent us a picture.
Did she write finger up my ass?
En sy het gesê, dankie. Oh, dankie dat jy so
pussies. And then Woody sent a message that I think is brilliant. It's just a snapshot of when Khaleesi walked in the palace on the last episode of Game of Thrones. Mm. And as soon as she walks in, there's...
So like, where's the puss and I said, yeah, oh, and stop.
There's a short guy, who's there's the girl who says, no, Tyrone did it. And then the other guy says, Tyrone did it. Look, it's really a shitty message that Woody sent. So just check out the picture.
But what's the Tyrone? What did he do? Fart.
So they're blaming everything on Tyrone. That
the fact that the city is burning. Yeah. They're blaming the imp.
But they did. In the really serious as well. I
want to know if it Woody is with last week the story waarby ons het bietjie vergeet daarvan.
Vertel, ja, well, jy het gewaai toe.
Ja,
okay,
ja.
Wat het hy gesê?
Maar hy het gesê wat met hom gebeur het is hy, as ek reg onthou, hy het laat gewerk. He was working very late, but he had already watched Game of Thrones. But he's got a cat called Arya. So he got home and then he asked his mom, who had not yet seen this week's episode of Game of Thrones. And he said to her, yes, it's hectic about Arya getting stabbed. And then his mom freaked out because she thought he was talking about the cat.
Sorry, Tani.
Yeah, but she didn't watch Game of Thrones, so she didn't know.
The Custer Audio Show.
Dumelang, le bitulaka ke Kaspa.
Dumelang, le bitulaka ke poe poe.
Dumelang, le bitulaka ke... Chitle chikisa.
Dumelang, le bitulaka ke nandi.
Okay, so...
And now what now?
What now? Next.
Now the rest of the sentence.
Are we now? What language is this now, please?
Firstly, Casper, there's 11 official languages to choose from. So I thought, let's just start with the language that's least spoken.
Yeah.
Well, the language that's owned by the poorer parts of South Africa.
Why?
And it's Tswana. Let's start with Tswana.
Why must we Tswana?
We'll work our way up and officially to the official language, which is Zulu.
Okay. But I know Wana Tswana.
We better Tswana.
Oh, my God. Okay. Let's do this Tswana then.
So you've all got a piece of paper and you did fill in your name.
Yes,
Dumelang, Lebitso la ka ke.
Yeah, Lebitso la ka ke Kasper.
And then you have to finish off and say Ke Tswako, which means I come
Ke
from.
Ke Tswako.
Where do you... Just
and then what is Gapa?
Ke Tswako.
Ke Tswako, Mildas Drift.
Ke Tswako, Mildas Drift.
Just
separate the words.
What again?
Ke Tswako.
Ke Tswako. Oh, because they pour the Tswana, so they have every word they relish. Kwe. Ke. Sorry, let me go again. Let me rewind that.
From the beginning.
Melang lebitulaka ke Kasper ke Tswako Mildas Drift.
Dumelang lebitulaka ke Chitleke Kise. I'm getting this slide, actually. Ke Tswako Centurion.
Dumelang lebitulaka ke Nandi ke Tswako Midrand.
Hoe kom sy Nandi? Is dit die naam wat jy volg?
Ja.
Ja.
Okay.
And that die volgende sin is Gape Kirata, which means and I like... We just have to add what you like there. Le marago.
What particular that very much?
Yeah, which means ke tswako Mildas Drift gape ke rata di donut le marago.
Di donut. It klinkt best.
Okay.
Ke tabela go letseba, which simply means I love donuts and ass and
no.
And no. I'm very pleased to meet you.
Mm. Okay, yes, but that will you know now.
Okay.
Okay, so it's...
Gape karata.
Gape karata sushi.
Limarajo.
Limarajo. Sushi limarajo. Okay. Dumelang lebitso kala... Dumelang lebitso laka ke kaspa ke tswako Mildas Drift. Gape karata sushi limarajo.
Dumelang lebitso laka ke leke kise ke tswako Centurion gape ke rata patla patla le marajo ke tabela
kolektivo. Oh, that was awesome.
Fishy.
That was awesome. Dumelang le bitso laka ke nandi ke tswako Midrand gape ke rata kas le marajo ka
Tsebalala Kholi Tsiba.
No, but we haven't got to this. What is where? Ketsabal...
Ketabela Kholi Tsiba.
What does that mean?
I'm pleased to meet you guys.
Oh, Duncan. Ketabela Kholi Tsiba.
Kholi Tsiba.
Kholi Tsiba. Kholi Tsiba.
Kholi Tsiba.
Everyone at home, say after me, Tsiba.
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 Tsiba. So hierdie was nou te Tshwane, né?
What?
Dit is Pretoria, ja, dis Pretoria, Tshwane.
Ons praat Pretoria.
Ons praat nou Pretoria.
Ons praat Pretoria.
Jo. Okay, well, and how do you say fuck you in Tshwane? Oh, wouldn't that come to pass?
Yeah, because I don't think they fuck.
Okay.
No, but yeah, like, what is a swear word in Tshwane?
They're the minority, so they don't fuck a lot.
No, I'd rather teach you guys how to say something positive, like,
okay. May, oh, Lord, yeah.
May the Lord be okay. with you. There's right. too much hatred in the okay. world.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
How do you say bless you?
Modimo ahlononofatse.
Say that slowly.
Modimo.
Modimo.
Ahlononofatse.
Okay, but say that slowly.
I like that. No. Doesn't everyone say no? No. Who says no?
Some Indian guy doesn't.
He's like no.
How do you say pray the gay away?
How do you
say pray the gay away?
Yeah.
Yes.
Rappelle di tabani di tsamae.
Yes, dit klink sommer asof dit 'n poeslap
is. Ek wil onmiddellik my zip optrek.
Ek wil onmiddellik. Just say that again.
Rappella di tabani di tsamae. Rappella.
Rappella
di tabani.
Di tabani
di tsamae.
Di tsamae.
There we go. Pray the gay away, y'all.
Oh yeah, praise the Lord. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Tshwane was awesome.
A day keeps
That was nice. Yeah. That was very cool. I liked Tshwane.
Okay, well, we'll continue next week again. Now,
Duncan. Oh, sorry.
You want to, it's the beginning of, it says amusing news with trumpets, okay. A flare, sorry. I'm supposed to talk, and you go,
sorry,
Duncan.
Sorry. What have you for Duncan? Yeah, I was just asking, did you change my name to Tabi Singh now?
Yeah, because, you know, in the black community, if a girl's calling Tabi Singh, she just simply loves dick.
So know, Nandi is not wrong.
Yeah, Nandi is quite the queen, but in Tabi Singh.
No. Okay, fine, I'll be the whore. It's cool.
Weet jy dan, Alicia?
En ons is by Amusing Muse, waar ons gesels oor nuus gebeure. Nou, span, let me speak her English, so that Duncan's also understanders.
There is a new Harry Potter out. What's it called? What's it called, Duncan?
Harry Slaughter.
Anders, jy mag het nie Google nie.
Why do I say there's a new Harry Potter?
Want hy doen nie nou 'n nuwe boek ook uitgekom
nie. No, it's not a book.
A like play?
Yes. It's a play 1.2 liter.
Is it like a prequel or something?
What is 1 point in Tshwana?
Onale 1.
Onale?
Onale
1.
Onale
1. Yay! Alicia.
Yeah, it's a play that came out. It's already opened on the West End. It's already booked for the year. Fully booked.
Is it going to be 3 hours
long? Wat is die ding se naam? Ek kan net
Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, part 1.
Yes.
Part 1.
Part 1. So it's slim, you seen?
Maar het hulle nie...
Sy het geleer by Kill Bill.
Het hulle nie gesê dat hulle gaan dit van stage na movie te vat?
Hulle sal, seker, fok, en dan weer musical, en dan weer animated reeks. Die heren weet, hulle gaan dit cash.
Nou, waar val die story binne die hele...
It's 40 years later, a disillusioned Harry... Ron and Harmona Naini.
Harmona Naini.
Harmona Naini. What is Meryl Streep's latest role?
Florence Foster Jenkins.
Very good. That was the trick question. Mm. Yeah. Because it's not. It was a trick question because we spoke about it and then I threw it in.
Yes.
Yeah, baie goed.
No, this is a thing that you will or will not know. She played on her own insistence one role one night. And what was it?
Is it the Shakespeare of Sweets?
That is Alles Behalve Shakespeare. Wow. Disgusting. It's disgusting. I will make America great and win. The war.
Donald Trump.
China.
Donald Trump.
Yeah,
Donald
she Trump. Played Donald Trump.
Jesus. Nice.
And she sent him up. She, at some rally, she played him. She sent him up and she went without makeup. And well, sure. She had orange
you
on.
You can't be happy. Donald Trump can't be happy about that, is he?
No, he's the kind of person that would feel honored that an actress of her caliber would take the time.
He would spin
to,
it.
To respect and show.
I can't. You know, even Meryl Streep played me. Yeah. You know? You would say that. What will be the next roast? Who will be the next roast victim on Comedy Central America?
Kevin Hart?
No.
Give
us a clue.
Pretty, spurdy. It's going to be pretty funny.
I can't remember.
He's funny as well, but he's very beautiful, especially when he was younger. What about last night? I think it was called, and he played in
Channing Tatum.
No, About Last Night with Demi Moore and him and someone. I can't think of one fucking other movie. Bad Company. Bad Company. Bad Influence. Huh? West Wing. West Wing.
Mm-mm.
Brothers and Sisters.
Rob Lowe. Wow, that's going to be good.
Yeah,
I love
because
Rob
he's
Lowe.
Quite funny. Yeah. He's got a sense of humor. Mm.
And he's had a few scandals in his career.
He has.
Well.
Yeah, he's got that sex video. Yeah.
The first sex video.
Mm.
Well, not the first, but the first.
One of the
public ones.
One of the first public ones.
Yeah. One of the ancient beginnings of the sex video.
Mm.
Now it's like this up for sale.
Does anyone here have a sex tape? Have you tried it out?
Or? I have, yeah. Okay. I have.
You? What?
Have you got one?
Look. I do,
yeah.
But the person that I'm in it with doesn't know. So
now she does.
You're that was Rob Lowe's thing.
Really? Look, it's so easy. What you do is you just, when the girl is in your room, you just turn your switch your laptop on, put on record mode, and let the laptop face the bed. Sneaky, sneaky.
Okay.
Go for a full 3-hour session, edit it out, but she doesn't know that.
Of course, no, but there. She shouldn't. She
but
doesn't.
I did delete it though, because I'm in a new relationship now. And
so it's not to her, not to have.
No, not with my current girl. Don't even mention her name.
Well,
yeah.
Is it that way?
Mm. Oh. Het jy rarige seks video gemaakt, Cassie?
Several.
Who is it? Wat is hulle name?
Nee, dis nie vir die publiek nie.
Oh, okay.
Dis seks video 1, 2, 3, 4. Of soos ek het genoem het victim 1, 2,
3. Chloroform Chronicles.
Chloroform Chronicles. Very funny. Britney has died.
Britney?
Who's Britney?
Nee.
Not Spears.
No, there's another Britney that
Britney
died.
Britney Murphy died a few years ago.
Yeah. No. This is another Britney. Oh, it's a very tragic story. Let's say you must think of animal.
Is it an animal in a zoo?
No, it's not. It's an animal that helped people.
A
black person?
No, is it a guide dog?
No. No. In a way. What was one of the biggest tragedies in America's history? Except for the Kevin Costner movie Waterworld.
In Sharknado.
What did they use at 9/11?
Explosives.
Bombs. And?
Aeroplane.
And sniff dogs.
Sniff dogs.
Yes.
Okay, so Britney sniff dog.
How old would Britney be if 2001 and it's now 2016?
15 at least.
In dog years or what?
It's the last... Dog still alive.
From 9/11.
From 9/11. Who died?
shame.
What did you die? Just age?
Oh, age. Yeah. Well, I'm 15. But AIDS. They gave him
a... Don't you say AIDS? I can yeah. AIDS.
No, old AIDS.
Mm. No, old
AIDS. Old AIDS. No, old AIDS. I can old AIDS. You know, it's still the good AIDS. The young AIDS today are the new AIDS. Ach, nee, ja, that is my poof poof. I can the old AIDS. Okay. Hannes and Duncan, who are real men, suffer from IMS. What is that?
Emasculine masturbation sterilization.
Absolutely wrong. But what?
Imagined menstrual stress.
You're very close, but it's IMS. Not imagined. You know what it is? Like a woman has got a monthly.
Mm.
Woman's got monthlies. Yeah. How does it happen? Yeah, how do you feel you got a monthly coming? Do you see it or do you smell it or do you see it?
Nee, jy begin het
bedonderd raak.
Wel, party vrouens doen. Soos jy begin net super emotional raak, so paar dae voor die tyd. En jy voel ongemaklik in jou eie val.
Fuck you.
En yes, dan, yes, is dan gebeur het net. En dan...
And then you've got the painter in.
Ja, and then you've got the... Dan die tannie met die rooi Ferrari kom keier. En...
Oh, wat het Dano gesê in die een show?
Dude, let me tell you a story.
Die bokkie eet beet.
Gister, oh, lovely. Gister, oh, God.
Gister, ek was so baie siek.
Ja?
Ek het 'n migraan gehê.
Ja, haha.
Ek was so baie, ek kan nie my ore oopmaak. Nee. Ek was baie seer, meneer. Nou, ek was 'n intern hierso, en sy het pille vir my. Ja? En sy sê die pille is for all kinds of pains. En sy het die pille used for her period pains.
Ja.
Dan ek het die pille gevat, meneer.
Was jy uit?
Jo, ek gaan by die badkamer.
Ja.
Ek wam het.
Wam het,
as ek is in die badkamer, as ek wip my is, ek sien bloed, meneer.
Jesus.
Was nie lekker nie.
Stigmata, Briol.
Hey.
Ek kan net vir jou help met Afrikaans, mense sê pil, nie pil nie. So as jy in 'n apteek gaan met jy vra, het u vir my 'n pil?
'n Pakkie pille. 'n Pakkie 30 pille. Dis 'n pakkie 30 pille. Dankie.
Vir die pille.
Ek soek 'n pakkie pille.
'n Pakkie pille, ja. 30 pille.
'N pakkie. Groot pille.
Ja, asseblief. Oh, that's funny. Now,
die sterkes.
What does NARB stand for?
NARB.
Niggas have arrived.
And oh, what's his name? The one Jonas brother, the ugly one, but he's doing all the work now.
Nick. Yeah. Nick Jonas.
He says he suffers from NARB.
Narcotic asshole.
Rich. Do it. No, I can't think of it myself. Yeah. But you know what it is? It's an erection that you don't plan. So what would ANRB be? Not
active.
Not Jesus, I must look it up. Now.
Not alive erectile disorder.
No, man, B. NARB.
Oh, B.
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 NARB.
NARB.
I got a NARB.
No apparent reason boner. No apparent reason boner.
Okay.
So that, remember, if you want to just say to someone in code, you just say, I've got a NARB.
I got a NARB.
Yeah.
Must you do it in an American accent?
Yeah.
I got a NARB.
It's nicer to say NARB.
NARB. Excuse my NARB.
Ek is 'n NARB. Dan gaan hulle vir jou 'n fucking vrug of iets gee. As jy NARB vra.
Ja, dit klink soveel beter as om te sê ek het 'n boner.
Ja, dis kak.
Ja, dis lelik.
Boner.
Ek het 'n boner.
Should you put every erection you have to use?
You should. I'm playing this song, you must guess why.
I'm leaning on a lamp. Maybe you think I look a tramp.
Looney Tunes.
Or you may think I'm hanging round to steal a car.
Is it British guy? He did a song called like but When I'm Cleaning Windows. And
very much the same guy. You're right. It's George
Formby.
Formby.
George Formby.
But we've spoken about where the fuck am I? We've spoken about someone who had a birthday.
The Queen.
The Queen.
The Queef.
So what? Why would I play this with the Queen?
It's as old as her.
Nearly. I think it's she's
she
older.
She was a big fan.
Yes.
And he played at her birthday.
No, he's dead. So what they did was they asked her 10 favorite songs. And that's one of them.
Oh,
shame.
This is absolutely lovely. Philip!
William, get up.
William!
But this one would break but and
it's like this guy doesn't want to sing.
He was huge, eh?
He was huge.
Like vaudeville style.
It's vaudeville, yeah.
What is vaudeville?
Vaudeville is just a revue. Dan kom, it's just a variety show.
Oh, yeah?
Then someone comes up and he does, magic
does whatever
trick,
he wants
and
to.
Then someone comes sings a song. Usually okay. It's a dirty little song like this. At the corner of the street in case a certain well, dirty, but
yeah, yeah.
Naughty. Stout.
Stout. Yeah. Okay. Oh
my. This is hip hop from I back then. The little
lady comes it's by. More like yeah,
he was flip, the Kanye of his
flip day. Flop from that. Yeah. She doesn't always get away, but anyhow. So the Queen loves it. The Queen may be listening.
Oh, that's
Your Majesty.
Oh my,
Your Majesty. I hope the little lady goes
one da 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 dee bum bum the door.
Not you, Your Majesty, not you.
Like, I the can old just lady. Imagine her having, like, tiny little fall. Movements to this. I won't
have to ask what she's late for. She wouldn't leave
me flat, she's not a girl like that. Okay, that's nice. Okay, we got to move on because I saw the time now. We are having such fun. Can't we have another fucking hour? Oh, my God. So now I've got to play this. Stop boobies.
From J.H. Right here.
Swanger.
Soggy boggy.
Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
Oh, even the system.
Stove poopies from J.A.
What do I eat today? It'll have to be Sandwich Baron as I get free delivery. But what? A crunchy salad? Or fresh French bread with a variety of quality fillings? Maybe a giant baked potato cooked to perfection, topped with creamy mushroom sauce, crispy bacon, and a goodly helping of cheddar cheese. At Sandwich Baron, you can order online. No hassle, no fuss. Only register once with a store of your choice. Order online at sandwichbaronstore.co.za. Over 60 stores nationwide to choose from. Sandwich Baron, undeniably delicious.
So what's this? People.
Is dit Ricky Martin nie?
Wat is Ricky Martin?
I dood gegaan in a golden shower.
Oh. No, man.
Maar, this apparently is een van sy fetishes.
The golden shower.
Golden showers, ja.
Really? Ja. This is Spice Girls.
Yeah.
You should be ashamed, Dennis.
So will you honestly tell me, Duncan, that when they were huge, that you didn't go, oh, they're all right, they're looking, and that you would give them one if you could?
Yeah, son.
So vertel for ons a bikkie van die Spice Girls, iemand.
Hannesken.
Nina?
Yo, Hannes.
What's her slut name again?
Tabby Singh.
Tabby Singh. Okay, so... Die Spice Girls, maar I mean, ons allemaal ken die Spice Girls, ons het met hulle groot geword.
Ja, but some people don't,
so
like Duncan.
Ja,
tell me, tell Duncan.
Maar Duncan is net weird. So, die Spice Girls, Duncan, was een Engelse popgroep geweest. Mm. And they were formed in 1994. And
do you know this song?
Group consists of Mel B. She was Scary Spice. Melanie Chrisholm, which was Sporty Spice. I think sy's do it. Ek het nog nooit ooit weer van haar gehoor.
Nee, Sporty Spice. Sy het nog gelukkig, sy het die songs van Brian Adams gedoen. En sy het die beste solo career eigenlijk van
haar. She had a couple of hits.
En dan Emma Bunton is Baby Spice.
Yeah,
en Jerry Halliwell was Ginger Spice. Dat so was mijn boezel geweest.
En dan was dat
en Victoria Beckham.
Of course.
Was Posh Spice.
Posh.
En nu doen zij ze super goed.
Ja, absoluut. Ze draait met David.
David Beckham. En models. En fashion. Let's just listen to this a bit. Ooh, Duncan
is loving it.
Dancing. Of glue. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so they were all very, very big. And then who left them first?
Jesus. Ginger, hey. Ek het nie seker nie. Ek het nog nie eers tot daar gekom nie.
Okay, so I asked you on Tuesday to study up on the Spice Girls. Was it Tuesday? Now you're fucking reading it here. Yeah.
It's me.
You're reading
nie.
It here in the studio.
Ek het eers gekom nie. Okay, well, hulle debut album, Spice, het meer as 31 miljoen kopieë wêreldwyd verkoop.
I can just get 1 cent of that 31 million.
Ja, en hulle het, dit is die best-selling album, female album. An female group album in history.
What about Destiny's Child? Are they better than Destiny?
Absolute, man. Yeah. Destiny's Child.
It was an explosion. The Spice Girls. It was a phenomenon.
The Spice Girls had meer as 80 miljoen records worldwide verkoop. En dat maak hulle die best-selling female group of all time.
Oh, yeah. Spice. Mm-hmm. The race is on to get out of the bottom. The top is high, so your boots are forgotten. Giving is good, as long as you're giving. What's stopping you is ambition, I'm better. Kanye West.
Which song was it? Sorry, Manier. I tell you what I want. I don't
it's coming.
Oh, oh, yeah, that was a good one.
That was the first hit.
That was jam, yo.
En hulle het, raai hoeveel geld het hulle in 'n jaar gemaak?
Tell me.
$75 million.
Oh my
dollar.
God. Dollar.
Dit is wat hulle 'n jaar gemaak het. En hulle
global. That's what I really, really want, is that? Yeah.
Ja, en hulle global estimate is tussen $500 and $800 million.
Oh
tussen 1996 en 1998. Yeah. Hulle het oogstryk geword. Yeah. Maar hulle het klop.
Maar hoeveel van hulle geld het hulle gesien? Hoeveel het in die record company se koffers?
Ja, dit Simon, dis I sell, die ander Simon van Idol. Yeah, Simon Fuller.
Simon Cow.
Fuller.
Fuller. Simon Fuller.
There's another one.
Maar hulle het klomp goed gehad. Hulle het hulle reunion tour gehad. Hulle het merchandising. I mean, almal kan daai fucking lelike skoene onthou wat dit was.
I had them, I had them.
Ek wou van hulle gehad het op skool, maar so stadig.
Wat?
Ja.
Jy wou gehad het? Wat het jou pa gesê?
Het fuck my sien.
Really?
Ja. Yeah.
Misschien is jy 'n bietjie gay.
Who
do you think you are? I'm gay. Just
the music, prove it, prove it, show you think you are. Okay, and I remember that the strategy of them was to go in a group from radio station to radio station when they had their first single. And that they were overawed the DJs.
Yeah.
With their song. And if you want to remember, that's the song.
My jam, son.
Yo,
come on, you are what I really, really
want. Come on, you want.
Scary.
I wanna sing it.
Any messages there?
Just makes me horny. Let me tell you. We've got a message from Michelle Kishenbaum. She says, hi all.
Hello.
Was so great to listen to your show today. Yes, sis. I'm having the best lazy day and you have been a big part of it.
Oh.
Have a great weekend.
Next
God
week
damn it.
It all fun.
Yeah.
Ach, that's mooi. Thank you.
That's Michelle. So nice, Michelle. Any news that we still have to play or say about before we play about the Spice?
About the Spice Girls. Ja. Hulle het ongelooflik baie awards gewen, né? Hulle het 5 Brit Awards, 3 American Music Awards, 3 MTV Europe Music Awards, 1 MTV Video Music Award and 3 World Music Awards. And
I think we'd rather want to listen to the music.
Yeah, fuck.
Woo!
And they had a very shit movie.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it called?
likes it in your face. You got G like MC, you likes it on a easy V. You doesn't come for free. She's a real lady. And as for me, how you'll see, slam your body down and whine, it's all around. Slam your body down and whine, it's all around. If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is. If you wanna be my lover,
you gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta,
you gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta,
you gotta, you gotta, you
gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta,
tell me
more,
tell me more.
If you wanna be my lover,
tu me lang le bitso la kake caspa ke tsvako Muldersdrift hape ke rata sushi le maraja oh ke tabella holitsipa.
Here is the thought of the week.
Okay, so Duncan, have you got a wonderful thought for us this week?
Absolutely, Meneer. In light of everything that's happened in the world currently, the gays,
the straights.
Poor kid who got eaten by a crocodile.
Oh my god.
Alligator.
In Disney World.
Mama, mama.
Scientists say the universe is made up of protons, neutrons, and electrons.
Mm.
But they forget to mention morons too.
Aww.
Dumelang. Dumelang.
I can identify. Thank you. With that, it's goodbye. It was a wonderful show.
It was great.
And goodbye, Duncan. Have a nice weekend.
Lisaleng sinhle bagaetsu ra lerata.
No. And Alicia.
Yeah.
Good luck with your show on Sunday.
Bye, donkey.
What's the show?
Like an old
guy. It's a radio council show.
Mm.
Nou, die kinderkies na my toe kom. Maar wat noem jy dit?
Ja, kom hier na. Kom eet my sagstokkies.
Okay. En Hannes, good luck with your weekend.
Ja. I'm at Parker's at Monte Cassino.
Is it? Wanna?
Tonight until Sunday.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. Tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday. It's just part of the stand up, the lineup.
What is lekker?
Regular.
Is
yeah.
Te werk.
It's lekker werk.
Jy is aan die gang en jy het, dis goed om die brein aan die gang te hou.
Yeah.
Because you know, if you don't do it, you forget how to speak. So that's that.
En jy moet ook 'n lekker naweek hê, Cassie.
Jy ook, Casper. Ja.
Baie dankie mense, dit was 'n baie lekker show. Ek dink van nou af gaan ons nie meer gaste hê nie. Ons net ons self.
Gaste is overrated.
It's overrated. Oh, okay, I'll leave you with this. Oh, I fucking leave you with this. Goodbye, people.
Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.